I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350 plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you. Our special guest for the first couple hours tonight is an internationally respected healer in medium, Robbie Holds, frequent media guest and an author of Secrets of Aboriginal Hearing and Aboriginal Secrets of Awakening, as well as Angels in Waiting. And we will go to her right now. Robbie, thank you for joining us tonight at this late moment.
My pleasure. I'm a night owl, George, so this works for me.
All right, super. How have you been?
Great.
Well, good. We're going to talk about two of your works, The Aboriginal Secrets of Awakening, a lot influenced by your late husband, Dr. Gary Holds, and Angels in Waiting. Let's talk about Angels in the beginning as we get kind of close to Christmas. Tell me a little bit about this work, reaching out to your guardian angels.
Well, I've become aware that of angels and spirit guides from my late husband. He used to talk to them after having had an experience with them in the outback with the Aboriginal tribes people. And he's the one kind of woke me up to the fact that they're here with us and they want to assist us. But because it's a free will planet, we need to ask for their help. But once you start asking for their help and allowing them to assist you, it's really transformational. It's a big game changer. It's like taking it from 5 amps of power on your own to 5,000 amps of power with their help. That's huge. So that's why I wrote the book, is Angels in Waiting, How to Reach Out to Your Guardian Angels and Spirit Guides, because it makes a huge difference in helping people, you know, overcome their challenges and achieve their desires. So that's what that book is about.
And let me ask you this, Robbie, too, is, you know, do the angels ever turn away from us when we ask for help?
Absolutely not. I think that's the thing, is people don't recognize that they are being helped. The thing is that they're not being helped necessarily the way they expect or the way you want to be helped. They are governed by certain natural laws, certain laws that they have to abide by, and they will respond to you every time, but they're going to respond according to the highest good of all and your soul's intention. So, you know, you can ask away as often as you want to win the lottery, but if it's not your soul's intention, which it likely isn't, they won't help you win the lottery, but they will certainly help you find abundance in other ways.
What if you don't believe in a guardian angel? Is it still available to us?
Absolutely. You don't even need to, they're there 24/7 from your first breath to your last breath. You don't need to believe in them, but they're there, and the guardian angels are like the first responders. They're like the gatekeepers. They're the ones that you would communicate to the easiest, and they are the ones who will respond to your needs. But they're a little bit different than other angels. Guardian angels are there assigned to you in this particular lifetime. And they are there to protect you and guide you and also make sure that you're not harmed or killed if it's not your soul's intention.
But how do you explain accidents where people die in them and things like that?
That was completely with the soul's intention. You're not going to pass unless the soul intends that to happen. Okay, and if you get sick and you do die from that, it was the soul's intention for that to happen. I can tell you, just personally, I know a number of times where I was saved from almost being killed at least three times. But I didn't know anything about guardian angels at the time. I just know I almost walked out in front of traffic with my newborn son, didn't see the car coming. Something physically pulled me back. Another time I was at the top of the stairs, and my high heel got caught in the rug, and I started to fall. Something pulled me back. I didn't know what it was at the time, but that's what guardian angels do, is they make sure that you're not harmed, killed, or experience something your soul doesn't want you to go through.
And, you know, sometimes, obviously, because we don't see the guardian angel, we don't know that they've stepped in to help us, but they're probably there just like that, aren't they?
Absolutely. They're by your side 24/7.
I mean, because you're right. I mean, sometimes people have tripped and they catch themselves. So how do we know it's not the guardian angel that propped them back up?
Well, if it's for me, it was something really weird. It wasn't anything I did. And I can tell you there were other times. I remember something, you know, it looked like a person had fallen out of a car when I was going down the highway. And something pulled that wheel. I wasn't that skilled. It was a guardian angel that had pulled that wheel and gotten, and you know, so that I didn't crash into what I thought was a person going down the highway at 65 miles an hour. So you don't even need to know it's them or not, but they're there to make sure that you're guarded and protected according to your soul's intentions.
Robbie, I assume they enjoy helping us, don't they?
They do. And here's the thing, George. They love us more than we can possibly really imagine as humans. It's beyond our comprehension as humans. So they have tremendous love for us. And they, you know, they don't have the emotions we do, like impatience or frustration. They don't go there. They're here waiting to assist us. That's another reason I wrote the book. They, you know, it's to let people know they're here to help you. It's huge when you allow them to assist. But because it's a free will planet, they're not going to just step in and help you with these things unless you ask.
How many times do people ask their guardian angel for help? I bet not that much.
You know, you'd be surprised. And even people that know they're there don't ask as often as they could, because they just forget about it, or they think they're not worthy, or they don't think they're going to respond, or they haven't responded the way they thought they would in the past. But here's the cool thing, George. This is what I love about this. They want you to ask. Ask away, big, small, vague, specific, as often as you want, because we were designed to have this help. And every time we ask and allow them to help us, that enables them to grow, because they're serving out of tremendous love. So it's this beautiful symbiotic relationship. It's a win-win. So ask away, because by allowing them to help, you're allowing them to grow. And as you grow, they grow. So that's why I really wanted to get this word out, is it's going to make a huge difference in your life. We're making this harder than we need to be. We're creating a lot more pain and struggle than it was intended, and they can help and assist us with that.
Remember the movie It's a Wonderful Life with Jimmy Stewart, right?
Yes.
Great movie. He saw his guardian angel, Clarence. Clarence tricked him, pretended he was drowning, and George Bailey jumped into the river, pulled him out, and they started that relationship. Is it conceivable sometimes, Robbie, that our guardian angels are near us as human forms? We just don't know who they are?
You know, that's a good question, George. They can take on a physical form. And I've had people tell me that they've seen, you know, they've had guardian angels. I mean, amazing stories, you know, when they rescued them, when they flipped the car over and a woman came by with a kid in the back seat and helped them. And then they find out later that was a guardian angel. I mean, there's amazing stories. They are there to assist us, and if they need to, they can take a physical form. But guardian angels don't need the human experience. They're so far beyond this. This is like a school that they don't need to go to. There's no point in it. But if they need to, they will take on that form for us, sure.
I've told this story on the air before, Robbie, but my mother was born in Fitchburg, Massachusetts. And they lived in a building that my grandfather owned, a furniture store. And above it, he had about 15 apartment units that he built, including one huge one that they all lived in. Well, we were there to visit my grandmother and my grandfather. And we were there, and we were all sleeping. And then about 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning, I'm woken up by a fire department person, by a fireman. The place is full of smoke. a fire had started in the bottom level of the furniture store and was coming right up to the apartment. And this fire guy woke us all up, must have been about 12 of us, got us all out, and we were outside 3, 4 o'clock in the morning. Sirens are out there. Fire trucks are out there. Yeah, but he saved our lives. Well, we went to thank him, and he wasn't there. And and my mother went to some of the other firefighters there to, you know, say, where is this guy? She described him, and they said, we don't have anybody like that.
Yeah.
Could he have been the guardian angel?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. And you'd be surprised how often people have experiences like that. That's cool.
It really is. They step in like that. Yeah. Who assigns them to us? I mean, do they like pick a lottery before we're born, or how does that work?
Some people get their. Now, I know what you're going with that one, but no, I mean, it's trust me, it's compatible with what your journey is and where and how evolved your soul is and what you're here to experience. But we don't get the same guardian angel over and over. It depends what you're here to experience and what your life's going to be about. So. But they are highly, highly evolved. There is a lot of tremendous, loving, huge wisdom behind who's going to help you. And you're not going to outgrow your guardian angel. And believe it or not, a lot of people have more than one. They have usually one or two. So, you know, you've got a lot of help there. But most people aren't aware that they're just walking by your side with tremendous love for you, waiting to assist.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s. Dance away with hip-hop beats and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.